When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone, how you guys and gals doing? It is a Monday, man, and in the news we got the Hells Angels get their ticket punched, baby. Did it go to the big house? Yes, a lot of those people that were convicted out in Sonoma, they got their we have to turn that down. Yes, I got the idiot right next to me, ready to go to the second half of the show. But anyway, they got sentenced. One of them stories was about them cremating bodies, which I do not believe, but it is what it is. Let's go to the start of this thing right here. Fox KTBU, California Hells Angels sentenced to federal prison. Hells Angels members have been sentenced to the prison for the Rose and criminal activities by the Sonoma County chapter of the Hells Angels. And this, according to the federal prosecutors, take that with a grain of salt with federal prosecutors. Actually, last night, man, if you didn't see the big boneyard, it was a fun one last night with Archbishop and Big Bone, and Black Dragon was on there, man. I was throwing some questions at Black Dragon, making him squirm and all that kind of thing. I think Tia was right next to him, going to knock him out or something, just waiting to see what he would say to some of my questions. Anyway, Jeremy Greer, 43, was sentenced to 7 years for multiple assaults, armed robbery, home invasion robbery, and witness intimidation, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California said. It's funny how these U.S. attorneys are going after our guys, but, you know, God forbid they go after an administration, if you know what I mean. Merle Hefner, 54, was sentenced to 4 years for arranging the illegal cremation. Yes, I still don't believe it, man. I still think that came out of the sons of Aaron or Cree, but, you know, nobody's going to listen to me anyway. A former Hells Angel member who was murdered at the club's Fresno clubhouse. Quote, Hefferman used his connection at a funeral home. What kind of connection? It's like, what, going to call up the Grim Reaper or something? To order the illegal cremation of a member of his own gang. There that one is. As part of the Hells Angels efforts to cover up a murder. For 8 years, the victim's family grieved without a body to mourn or certainly about what happened to their loved one. Greer committed serious violent crimes, including armed robbery, beating, and maiming. This, according to the Forever Bother Italian special agent in charge, Trip. Now, you know what, right there, Trip, really? Reminds me of a dude with a freaking, you know, one of those turtlenecks. Anyway, the investigation began in 2014 with the disappearance of former member Joe Silva, who was murdered by Fresno Hells Angel president Brian Wendt, Sonoma County Hells Angel president Jonathan Nelson. This again, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Hey, why don't you worry about that dude who got payments for his kid, if you know what I mean. Anyway, in addition to the murder, 11 members and associates of the Sonoma County chapter were charged with narcotics distribution, assault, robbery, extortion, illegal firearms, obstruction of justice. Let's just throw everything at them. I'm telling you. And I guess the investigation involved the FBI, Santa Rosa Police, Sonoma County Sheriffs, and the California Highway Patrol. Ain't that CHP? Ain't that like Chips, you know, Poncho and stuff like that? They rode around on the motorcycles in the 1970s. My God. Anyway, let's see here. We're going to go to the Fresno Bee and follow up on some of this. This by Jim Guy, former president of the Fresno Hells Angel chapter, was sentenced for using the crematorium at a Fresno funeral home to dispose of the body of another Hells Angel, concealing a murder, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? If this was all, he was sentenced to 4 years. I thought the maximum was seven. So maybe the judge, Edward Chen, really didn't believe it, but gave him a middle of the rank type of thing. Joe Silva earned a death sentence from a high ranking, and this is all speculation to me. You know, taking it with a grain of salt when it comes to these newspaper articles and stuff. Of the group when he reportedly threatened a member of the East Coast chapter at a biker event in New Hampshire. Other Hells Angels were convicted of murder conspiracy charges in the case. And I guarantee you, man, we're going to have all kinds of people coming out saying, yeah, the bikers are, you know, killing their own and stuff like that. But you know what? A lot of people just read it out of the news and you don't actually go into the depositions, all the paperwork, all the testimony. So, again, grain of salt, man. Grain of salt. Let me know what you guys think about that type of stuff. One thing is interesting that we're going to be talking about in the second half of the show with China Dow. And wait till you see China Dow here. It's going to be funny. Where do we got here? I was actually pulling this up. Blinken warns U.S. won't hesitate to get involved in Israel-Hamas war if line is crossed. And we will be covering this story and talking about it a little bit and seeing what you all think about it. It goes on, the United States is poised to get involved in the Israel-Hamas war should the conflict escalate into the regional forces intentionally targeting American personnel. It goes on to say Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said that the U.S. expects Iranian proxies to seek opportunities to escalate the war and asserted that the administration is prepared to respond. Sounds kind of like wag the dog, don't it? Wag the dog, turning it into a wartime type of president right there. But again, we're going to be talking about that on the second half of the show. What's everybody think right there of what this show was all about? Did the Hells Angels get their ticket punched to the big house? I think they did, man. But again, we were not sitting on that jury. We do not know what they got to see. It is what it is. But anyway, go check out that deal, the big boneyard last night. I thought it was kind of fun, man. You know, getting off of work, I'm dead freaking tired. I turn on the big bone, and next thing you know, I see BD on there, Archbishop, and I just started throwing questions out there to get Black Dragon squirming. So I think you're going to like it, but we're going to go to the second half of the show. I got a weirdo sitting right next to me, and yeah, we're going to be talking about Harley and some Pink Taco, how it's put together. Anyway, we'll be right back after
this. Is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Identifies as kick-ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
Now I know why everybody else fears us. Look at this. I got the older mermaid here Yes, this is what the mermaid looks like, Ariel, when she gets 80 years old. That is China Doll right there.
I am not 80.
Yeah, she got her wig on. That's part of her costume for this weekend that she's going to go to a Halloween party. And telling you what, man, interest rates or the inflation out there sucks. $50 for her costume. What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be wearing? What is this thing you're talking about here?
I'm going to be Lilith, the Queen of the Damned.
You're the Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, I'm basically the devil's mom.
Ouch. Didn't we see that like in Lucifer? Uh-huh. Well, but that was the one he was screwing.
Yeah, that's gross.
That is kind of.
No, I'm not going to be screwing Lucifer. Well,
you got to.
If it's the guy that played Lucifer,
Tom Ellis and stuff,
then maybe
you do Tom Ellis.
Oh, my God. Hell yeah. Who the hell wouldn't? If you wouldn't, you're stupid.
Ouch.
He's hot.
Oh, man. But yes, we got Ariel here as she aged. So, Ariel, this is the what you got to look forward to when you turn this old. But redhead, I don't know, man.
I am not a good redhead.
I don't think so.
No.
I guess you are on fire, though. You even bought that. And by the way, members only is going to be Wednesday because my throat is killing me right now. I'm going to make it through this show, though. But what made you go with this outfit?
Because you picked it.
I didn't pick it. You picked the character.
I picked the character, but you picked the outfit that goes with it.
I think I did a good job.
I think you did well.
We're going to have a bunch of, you got to take some videos so I had a show on the show.
Okay.
I think it'd be cool as hell.
Maybe I'll just do a TikTok wearing it.
Nah, not just a TikTok. You're going to take a video from the party.
Okay.
And then you can put it up on this channel. Then you can also put it up on your channel so people can see how crazy you are.
He says, at least you have long hair again. Yeah, I don't look good with long hair. I've come to the conclusion.
Yeah, but you know, you got another wig coming today. We got to look at that.
Yeah, I do. It's blonde.
Yeah, it is a blonde, but the redhead, I don't know.
No.
But who thinks she looks good with this? I don't like this long hair on her. I don't like it. She never had this long hair.
No.
It was always shoulder length.
No, I've had it to the middle of my back before.
I don't remember. Where was I?
You were there.
When you put it in all that ponytail?
It was
shit?
Always in French braids when it was that long. Always. Like every day.
Well, you were lazy, man.
French braids or a ponytail all the time when it was that long.
Well, God forbid I don't like it this long. I just don't. I don't like it.
It covers the boobage.
Last night I said, you know what? Go back to your damn spikes, man, because that's you, I guess. I don't know. Let's get an opinion out there in the YouTube audience. Let's get the opinion. One for yes, two for no with China Doll with long hair.
I don't think it's their red hair.
It could be. We'll see what it looks like blonde.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow's show.
That'll be tomorrow's show. We'll see what she looks like as a blonde. What do we got coming up today, though?
Well, I got a couple news stories that are
I'm not talking about news stories. What's the actual title of the show?
Because
dummy?
You're not putting it in
I'm
the
not.
Explanation
I'm just doing
anymore.
It this way. Yeah.
Things you don't owe anyone an explanation for.
I don't know why people always feel like they owe somebody an explanation on something.
I don't think anybody owes anyone an explanation.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? You're the schmuck over here that feels like they got a make everybody feel good, so you got to explain away stupid shit to them.
No.
Yeah.
No. Kegel.
I don't know, man. You know, since she brought that up, I had some fire-ass Harley pussy last night, man. Some fucking hot, you know what? Some fire pussy. You know, that's one thing I got to give Ariel over here, man. You got some fire-ass pussy. Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, she, what is that? Kegels?
Kegels?
Yeah, she does Kegels, and I said Kegel, and I was like, damn, I'm fucking Harley Davidson right now.
I'm like, dude, really? I called you an idiot the rest of the night. Thank you very much. Stupid.
Oh, you know, hey, you know, bikers like, you know, screwing Harley. You know what? That putty has to be just like a Harley Davidson, man, for us to ride them. And, you know, you should have been happy about that. Being compared to a Harley.
Yeah, which means what? My vagina is like a damn tailpipe. It's fucking stupid. Oh my God, I love Kegels. No, that's a Harley dealership. What is wrong with you? It's Kegels.
That was the old China. Now the new one is hardcore and don't take shit.
Yeah.
Don't take shit.
I don't.
It's about time you get like that. Screw plan playbook. Fire ass Harley pussy. If it's red, maybe it needs the fire fucked out. And Rich, no, your butthole is the tailpipe. The vagina is the intake. Yes, we're starting off the Motorcycle Madhouse right now.
Happy
man.
Monday.
Happy Monday. I'm telling you what. See, it looks like everybody else that rides a bike in the comment section, they know what I'm talking about. They play role. I'm telling you, they role play the woman as a Harley. So you think I'm crazy?
They're all crazy. And that's why I like them.
And your intake's torqued up real good.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Last night I had a work OT, so me and Mike weren't able to have our show. Stay tuned this week, and we will have our show on Sunday. I've already told them, don't run me over again. I was kind of pissed off.
Yeah, you were really pissed off when you came home.
A little bit. And a little bit when I texted you.
A lot of bit when you texted. I'm like, okay, so you want me to tell Mikey what? And you're like, did I stutter? I'm like, damn, you're mad.
I was pissed.
You're mad, bro.
I was mad, bro. I was pissed. But then I got, you know, because the Big Bone Yard was on with Big Bone and Archbishop. And my favorite compadre, Black Dragon, was on. So I had to make him squirm a little bit.
Yeah, how'd that go?
I was talking about how women, you know, in our set, women are to be seen and not heard.
Yeah.
And then Black Dragon's like, well, our women are a little bit. I bet T was sitting right next to him, was going to knock him the fuck out. That's what I was just imagining right there. You know, he hates getting on a show with me because he knows I'm going to throw some shit out there.
I think it would have been great.
He knows I'm going to do it. So he's really uncomfortable with me on a show. And those that have watched can notice that, especially when I get going and stuff. He squirms. He's like, what am I going to say, man? They're going to kick my ass this broad. Plus he likes to be liked. Okay, he really likes being liked. Me, I can give a shit if I'm liked or not.
Steve Easy, they're having Adam Sandoval as a special guest just for China. No, he's a douche. That's not happening.
He's a tool, huh?
He's a tool. No.
Let's see here, Jason. BD is sounding more and more like CNN. You know what? That's because he's brainwashed. He's brainwashed. That's the problem with him. I get on his ass all the time about it. You should see some of the political arguments me and him have. Oh, are they fun? And by time it's done, he's like, okay.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. And yeah, he is a great guy, but he is very careful with what he says. I got no filter. He has a filter, man.
He does, because, you know, Tia ain't that far away.
Tia fuck him up, man.
She'd whoop his ass.
It is.
Chicago style.
That's the thing, man. He's afraid of. She knows damn well she's from Chicago, and she's going to bitch slap his ass is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what do you think about the United States? I think we got a wag the dog situation happening right now with a degenerate freaking old bastard who is saying that if there's a regional conflict, we're going to get involved. And again, I always say this, the best parts are in the Bible. But it seems like they are butting their nose in everything. Biden administration reportedly urged Israel to delay ground invasion to buy time for hostage talks. Well, what are you going to do? Send Hamas $6 billion like you did with the hostage talks with Iran, you bastards? Anyway, President Biden administration urged Israel to delay its ground invasion of Gaza Strip. Administration officials say they recommended the delay in hopes to buy time for further hostage negotiations. The officials reportedly said no ultimatums were made, however, and the U.S. would still fully support Israel if it moved forward with a ground invasion. Basically, what do you think about us getting involved in this now? It's going to get an open conflict. Our ships already have already been shooting rockets down.
I do not understand why we have to get involved in other people's crap. Do they help us?
Nobody helps us. We're the police force. And you know what? I truly believe that we're, you know, Ronald Reagan said it best. We are one or two generations from losing what this country is all about. Reagan was damn right on that one. And look at what's happening in this country now. Look what's happening into it.
It's going to shit.
It's going to shit really quick. Really quick. And something like this can lead out to an all-out World War III.
Well, dude's what? Sending all our money over there. He's sending our troops over there. What is it? What else is he going to send?
He's probably going to give them our women next.
Our women? Send what's, the women no, over there.
No, what's worse is he's probably going to send all our goats over there.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, that's bad.
We'd be goat free. The hell are they going to do here in the U.S. without any goats?
Maybe to buy us time. I don't know.
It'll put a halt on everything because they're going to all be too busy.
I'm telling
you. Could that happen?
But that was in his first inaugural address where he was talking about how if America don't change its ways, it's not gonna happen.
Do you know the answer to Dwayne's question? What? You're the history buff.
I wonder what the nuke protocol is, like when to use it. I can guarantee you right now I can guarantee you if Israel gets surrounded by all the Arabs, yeah, they're going to use that real quick. Tactical nukes are going to go off. It's a bad thing, man, if this comes into a regional conflict and we start getting involved in this shit. Then you got Russia and China. But I think it is kind of a screwed up thing. We get involved in the Middle East. Next thing you know, China takes Taiwan because they have to. They have to act now because they got the weakest president in the U.S. history, I believe. So they're going to have to make their move if, you know, because Trump's leading in a lot of polls right now. They can't do it with Trump because Trump will shove a nuke up their ass, but Biden won't. So they're going to act real quick on this shit. So the world's going screwed. Nation against nation, rising against nation. It's all in there, man. It's all in the book. Really is. Rebecca, honestly, from another country's view, there's tons of reasons why world war may start. And it's sadly that it feels mostly like wars are started over money and religious views most of the time. And you're correct right there, man. Those are the two biggest things that start a war. One of them is religious views, and that's man-made right there, the religious shit. And that just destroys everything.
Definitely.
That's all you have to say after that?
Yes. That's all I got. I don't want to get in like a freaking religion argument. Here.
Well, you don't agree religion is a man-made deal?
Well, yes, it is. 100%.
That's just like the Catholic Church and this Pope. Now, you know the Catholic Church is an evil thing.
Yeah.
It's evil, if you ask me. I don't care what anybody says, it's evil. The dude had a bunch of trans people dancing in front of him at the Vatican.
Yep. I was reading about that. I was like, what? What? Huh?
That shows you right there. right there, the evil that is lurking around within that church. Do you got that story?
No.
Pull that thing up, man. That disgusted me. Absolutely disgusted me. And you know what's even worse, man? You know what? I was playing around the other day, you know, because my kid has one of them funny ass goat things. And it was, you know, bah, and all that bullshit. I was like, what? Did it just take a freaking line full of Ahabs, man? And he calls me racist and walks away. Tell him that story.
Oh, he did.
And what did you think of that?
I mean, with what the conversation was at that point, it was kind of wrong.
Me. Me.
Yeah, I think you both were in the wrong.
How was I in the wrong?
Cuz.
Don't cuz me. Get, you know what? Put your point out there.
Cuz you're I don't know. I can't judge. I don't know. I guess I judge people differently than you do. I try not to. But you do.
What do you mean you judge people differently?
I don't judge people based on their like religion or anything.
I wasn't doing anything about the religion. It's a known fact they screw goats.
All I can find is the TikTok stuff. The Pope Francis with dancing drag queens. It's TikTok crap.
Yeah, drag queens at the Vatican.
Yeah. There's no story behind it. It's just video from TikTok.
So what do you think about that then?
I mean, with everything that the Catholics say about those that are transgender, I find it very pathetic, because isn't he against all that? And
no,
that,
the church is supposed to be against.
Well, yeah.
That.
Well, the Pope is like, isn't he the head?
Yeah.
Of the church. Well, then if the Catholic religion is so against the LGBTQ community, then why in God's name is he got them dancing in front of him and smiling?
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe, you know what? The way the men looks, you know, yeah, the old man's up there, but everything they write in the book, in the Quran, humans fuck it all up, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be about peace. And look, well, you know, shit, how many Christians, you know, how many did they kill in the name of Christ?
Well, like back here, NBC News had an article out about the Pope says the church is open to everyone, including gay people.
Which, hey, fine.
Yeah.
Everybody should be included.
Well, of course.
But not with that kind of display.
I mean, it's how different is it from them?
And I agree, George. The Catholic Church is the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. The Catholic Church has killed more people throughout the history of this, you know, its existence than maybe any other religion.
I mean, I don't know a lot about the Catholicism. Is that how you say it? Because I'm not Catholic, so I was never
Catholicism. Yeah,
I was never raised Catholic. I wasn't.
Well, that's just like where you came from. You
Lutheran.
You were in awe.
Yeah.
With what happened.
Yeah.
And I bet your old preacher was too.
Oh yeah, he was.
What did he think?
He was.
I think, is that why he retired?
No, he retired because of his age, but he's still a pastor, but just not in a church. I mean, he's pastor.
But what did he think about the, now tell him the story about what you had to go through here.
What, with our new pastor?
No, with the ECLA. There's two Lutherans.
There's two different kinds. Yeah, there's Missouri Synod and then the ELCA. And I believe ours was ELCA. And yeah, there's a lesbian pastor at the church I grew up in now.
And
she's still there, the same one.
A lesbian pastor, and in the good book, to be a teacher, which is a pastor, you have to be without reproach. You can't be a lesbo.
Well, in my opinion, I don't understand how she's going to be able to preach specific things in the Bible when she's
going to do what everybody else does. They skip it. They go pick and choose what they want to teach.
Yeah, they skip it.
Yes or no, they want to pick and choose what they're going to teach.
They do.
Guaranteed she won't be covering Leviticus and all the rules and stuff like that.
Probably not. Probably not.
And it's funny.
I went to one church service with her and it just wasn't the same. Maybe because I was so used to the pastors that we had.
No, don't use that.
Or I didn't agree. Well, I didn't agree with, I mean, to each their own, what they do outside of there, but
don't make it an apology because everybody does that.
I mean, I don't care what she does behind closed doors, but if you're standing in front of a church and you're preaching, you know, as they say, the word of God, the Bible, then you should be able to preach everything in it and not pick and choose what you're going to discuss. You should be able to answer questions like talk about Leviticus, which I know for a fact she's never touched that book of the Bible.
Never have.
No. No, because I will peek on their website and see what their sermon is for the day. And I've been watching for years. She's never done anything out of the book of Leviticus.
But we're supposed to have to conform when the Bible says different.
Mm-hmm.
So people think, you know, I bang on Christianity. I really don't. I'm a big believer. But I don't like hypocrites. I hate them.
I mean, I don't know if it would be any different if it was just a female pastor and she was straight compared to gay. I don't know.
And you're right, Dusty. Most of the Christianity is based on a European descendant type of Jesus. When he was born in the Middle East, he wasn't a white boy. Okay? Wasn't a white boy.
He's Jewish.
He was Armenian, I think.
Any Jewish?
Yeah, well, Armenian is the language or whatever. Maybe I'm fucking wrong, but yeah, he was Jewish. He wasn't a white boy.
No. No, he definitely was not.
But that's the way the Europeans put that into everybody's head, was that it was a white Jesus. But it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what color he was. People believe in him being different colors. People believe.
And what do you think about what George had to say here? Liberal pastors take a text out of context and then try to make it a pretext.
I agree.
And I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll say one passage, but it's like, dude, what happened to the before and after here? And if you're wondering why we're talking about this stuff, we're talking about this because it's a cause of what's going on in the Middle East right now. The Muslims and Jews hate each other.
Yeah.
They can't stand each other. And then they got the United States. We're the white devil.
Then why do we got to intervene all the time? Why do we got to be
Aramaic? That's what it was. Aramaic.
Why do we got to be put in the middle of everybody else's issues? They don't never.
You
come,
say that
they,
every time, but that's
they
what
never
happens.
They never do anything for us. What are they going to do for us? They're going to send us back the money if there's any issues here.
No, what's going to happen is
do we get a refund?
We're going to be dragged into a World War III.
That has nothing to do with us.
And you got people like Lindsey Graham over there. Went over there. We got to do this. You know what? It's funny how these senators are always saying we have to do this and do that, but they never have to fight it.
They're not the ones going over there.
No, they're not.
They're not the ones. They're sitting at their desk getting ready to hide in their little bunkers. I mean,
we're going to get blown to hell
while they're all safe. Go figure.
And we fall for that kind of stuff. We do. What has that guy ever done? Lindsey Graham. He hasn't done a damn thing except say, we got to do this and do that. Did you ever serve, you cocksucker? No, you haven't.
Nope.
But you can send other people to their death. their kids.
Why not? He don't care.
And I'm sorry, man. A lot of people got mad the last time I said this, but if there was ever a war out there and there's a draft, my kid ain't going.
Hell no. Nah.
My kid's gone, Jack. Ain't going to happen.
Our son is not going.
So a lot of people were pissed off about that kind of stuff in the Vietnam War. Why would anybody want to send their kid to another country like that? Why? What was it? Nobody even knew what the shit it was about.
No, you should have seen the look on my face when he actually had to fill out that paperwork for the military when he turned 18. I was like, why has he got to fill this out? I looked at my daughter. I go, did you? She's like, no.
Now, if we were attacked on this soil, well, yeah, then it's a something. But at going over to the Middle East, go fuck yourself. I don't care about them people. I care about here. Mm-mm. And you're not going to take my kid because you wanted to do some bullshit over there. I don't care if people call me un-American or not. That just ain't happening. I don't care about your oil fields. We got enough oil here, but you don't want to use it.
No, they don't. I mean,
that'd be interesting to hear what everybody else says. Would you let your son go to a fucking war halfway around the world for something they claim? You know what? That's always what they claim. We got to protect democracy. Hey, fuck that. Let them protect their own democracy. I can care less what the hell they're doing. That's
what drives me nuts. Why do we got to get involved in other people's stuff? I mean, if it was going on here in the U.S., it'd be a totally different scenario, but it's not. It's always over there. Always over there. They're giving away our money, and then they're going to give away our military. And
now, World War II, that was the reason we were attacked like that on our home soil.
Well, yeah, of course. That's definitely a different scenario.
But hey, you know, Israel and Hamas are getting into it. We are going to get involved. Fuck you, dude.
Who cares? Let them fight it out. Why you got to send our people?
Protect our borders and stay out of the world's business. You got that. Jason, let me rephrase that. If my son is in the military, his age, then he to make his own decisions. No, what I'm talking about is a draft.
If there's a draft, are you going to let your kid go? I'm not.
If there's a draft for a war that we have absolutely no
a war no that's business, not here,
no business to be in, is what I'm saying.
Nope. Our son ain't going. Mm-mm, over my dead body.
And especially with a Lindsey Graham that never fought, you're going to send our kids over there and you never did it? You just suck a dick.
Maybe he needs to go.
Yeah, go over there. Go jump into the trenches.
Send him over. Lindsey, go have some fun. Go, Mr. Graham. Go play with friends.
Let's see here. Even the draft waits till a person is adult age to call people up. So if you're a child as an adult, yeah, there's the difference here. A draft is making them go. It's not a choice at that point.
Mm-mm. And if they're over the age of 18, where our son is 20, he ain't going.
Mm-mm. And Steve is right. That's what the way it always is. The poor fight and die to make the rich even richer. You got that.
Nailed
right,
it
right there.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Wakey, wakey. It's breakfast time.
Morning is upon us.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah, man, WMMR-DB Rockford. You know, I'm watching that Star Wars Clone Wars deal, and I think after that series, I found our next series.
Oh, Jesus. More Star Wars?
No.
What?
We're going to watch The Simpsons from episode one. There's 30-something seasons.
The freaking Simpsons.
We're going to watch The Simpsons. I'm going to get high every night and just sit there and watch Homer.
And Bart.
That's like if I don't know your name, I call you Homer. So that's where it's coming from, by the way.
Oh, my God. You're stupid.
What do we got in the news?
Oh, geez. You're dumb. Davenport, Iowa, an Iowa woman who falsely claimed to have cancer and documented her battle on social media
will stay out of
prison after a judge gave her probation and a suspended sentence. Madison Russo, 20, never had pancreatic cancer, leukemia, nor the football-sized tumor wrapped around her spine that she claimed to have been posting on TikTok, GoFundMe, Facebook, and LinkedIn. But for over 400 people who sent her donations as part of her 10-year sentence that was handed down Friday.
What do you think about
She was ordered to pay $39,000 in restitution and a $1,370 fine. If she stays out of trouble for 3 years, she'll stay free.
You know, I was asking you a question.
I know, I heard you.
Going. What do you think?
I wanted to finish my sentence.
I don't care about that.
I do. I personally think they should put her in jail.
That is the most reprehensible thing to do, is to claim to have an illness like that.
Yeah, she lied. And she deceived like 400 people, made donations to her. And she deceived all these people on all these different, like GoFundMe, LinkedIn, Facebook, TikTok.
How much did she make?
Well, she's being charged restitution of $39,000, so I'm assuming that's what she made.
Nah, it had to be more money than
that. I'm sure it is, but she supposedly got to pay back. That restitution money is to refund those that gave donations. They have a bank set up that is going to refund everybody that donated to her.
Unbelievable.
Because she faked it.
You know what? Them people are freaking, I hate when they do that with a disease like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got kids suffering from that kind of stuff, adults that are dying from that, and you're going to use that to fundraise off of yourself?
For yourself. And she never had it. It's pathetic. I find her extremely
pathetic. That's why,
pathetic.
You know what? That's why, unless I know the person personally,
I don't touch GoFundMes.
I will not advertise anybody's GoFundMes.
Mm-mm.
None.
I won't touch GoFundMes.
I don't care if it's a friend of a friend that knows them.
The only one I ever advertised for was that little girl. That little girl from the, what was it, Guardians?
Yeah. Well, we knew them.
Yeah, that was the only one I ever advertised for. I put that on Facebook.
But other than that, GoFundMe is a joke.
Because you don't know if it's true or not. There's people out there doing GoFundMes that claim their house burnt down and this and that. And then you find out that it was a total scam.
Little Bell. Hey, Guardian Riders is on right now.
Hey. That is the only person that I would ever have done. No, that's it. Right,
well, because we know the Guardian Riders.
Exactly. So, of course, I'm going to post there. I posted that everywhere.
But at the same time, you got people out there that are taken away from legitimate deathly sentences for other people.
Exactly. And I personally am kind of pissed that the judge basically gave her a suspended sentence, and it will not even be on her record if she stays behaving in for 3 years. I'm sorry, but
yes,
that's embezzlement. That's embezzlement and fraud, as far as I'm concerned. And I personally think this lady, who is 20 years old, Miss Russo, should have done some jail time. I think she should have. And they're going to let her basically get her a slap on the hand, pay back the money and whatnot. It's ridiculous.
And I think Steve's correct, especially cancer. It's the one disease that affects everyone. We all know someone who has been touched by cancer.
100%. You know, I've lost family members to it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm big on breast cancer awareness, is because I lost my grandmother and my sister-in-law. You know, and my sister-in-law, she had it worse than my grandma did.
Mm.
You know, my sister-in-law, it spread all over. I mean, it ended up in her brain. So, and we've known people that have had brain cancer. We've mm-hmm. known people, and we had a close friend of ours that passed away from brain
and
cancer.
And then you have some bastard like this fundraising off a disease like that.
And never, ever had it. She was faking everything. She was faking medical documentation, the whole nine yards.
How'd they finally catch her?
They just kept.
Little Belle turned 10 months old last week. She has a had a setback and is in the hospital. Well,
but is doing a little bit better now.
A little better.
Aww, precious baby. Beautiful little girl.
What else we got?
We've got a woman in Atlanta. She's looking for answers after a longtime family-owned property was reduced to rubble when she was on vacation, apparently due to an error by a local hauling and demolition company.
You imagine that?
She came home from vacation and her house was demolitioned. It was gone.
Oh, my God.
They thought that they were tearing down a vacant house in Southwest Atlanta. And the answer to that is no. She was just on vacation. They had the wrong address.
Oh, my God. She's going to get a brand new house.
Literally.
I'd be like, bitch, you're gonna build me a mansion now.
Well, I guess neighbors were outside confronting the workers. And the workers kept telling the neighbors to shut up and mind their own business.
And look what happened. It was the wrong house.
It was the wrong house. It literally shows a picture of her house just in little legit rubbles. Like, it's gone. Everything inside of it demolished, gone. And then they finally admitted the supervisor, I guess the site supervisor, after it was demolished, finally checked the permit and they were at the wrong address. Oops.
It ain't oops, because now they're liable for all that. They got to build her a new house.
Yeah.
That is messed up.
So, I guess that shows you how careful when you go on vacation.
That shows you how stupid people are. It wouldn't have took 2 seconds to look at the address to make sure it was right.
Right. And the neighbors kept coming out and yelling at everybody saying, you must have the wrong address. What are you doing? Get out of here. She's on vacation. Next thing you know, they basically didn't listen. How hard, like you said, is it to look at a piece of paper and go, crap, we are at the wrong address.
But it took 2 seconds.
But instead, they just demolished it.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Really? That is just stupid. They deserve to be bitch slapped.
They said, I guess a bunch of people were trying to call the company that did the demolishing, and it's going straight to voicemail, which the voicemail is officially called.
Dipper. There, James. Hi, James. Chinatown, everyone in the room. What the fuck have you done to your Barnett Chinatown? Barnett Chinatown. You got to tell Dipper he just walked in.
Oh, this is part of my costume for Halloween party on Saturday. It's not me. It's still blonde under there. So
yeah. She's going to be that 80-year Ariel.
I'm not going to be freaking Ariel. God, are you stupid?
You know what, Dib? I actually wonder your thoughts on what's going on over in the Middle East and how the guys are doing over there with all this going on. If you don't know, Dibs, that, you know, one of my favorite videos that he did was about the Israel and how the Muslims and everybody in the club scene got along so good. And I wonder how that's going over there right now. Sad state of affairs over there. Sad state of affairs, man. But what else did we got?
Married couple from Portland, both executives with Nike, died after being hit by lumber that slid off the bed of a passing truck as they rode their bicycles in Napa Valley.
You know what scares the shit out of me?
Being behind a vehicle that has stuff in it.
No, being behind a flatbed truck. Mm-hmm. I get worried every time I'm behind one of them.
Oh, yeah. My son, our son. Oh, my God. Every time we're around a truck that has something hanging off the back, he's like, Mom, go around it. Mom, go around it. So Christian and Michael Deaton had been biking down the Silverado Trail on the outskirts of Napa around 11 a.m. Tuesday when a flatbed truck tried to go around them at about 40 miles an hour. At some point, the lumber slacked in the bed of the 2018 Freightliner, shifted so that part of the wood hung over the end of the truck. and it struck the Deatons.
That's just like regular pickup trucks and stuff. You know how they pack them down? It's like, dude, are you like the Beverly Hillbillies over here? They pack a 6-foot freaking truck bed with a million things from their house.
Mm-hmm. And something always flies
off. The worst is the mattresses. I have actually seen mattresses fall off a truck.
I have too. I've seen tires. And I've seen like, mattresses. Yeah, I got
nothing for you, man. I'm not going to sit there, man.
I'm not staying behind that person. No.
Not happening, man.
No. I don't need a mattress flying off and landing on the front of my car.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
I'd be livid.
It's bad enough I get so pissed when a rock from a rock truck hits my windshield.
Oh, that pisses me off. Or when a rock just hits you in the windshield and you're like, where did the hell did that even come from?
And it's worse on a bike. Oh, do I get pissed on a bike.
When you get nailed by something?
Oh, you're damn right.
That hurts. I thought the bugs were bad, but I've been hitting the legs with like rocks and stuff before. Man, that is painful.
You know what? One thing that she hates when she's riding on a bike with me, because I'll see a bug coming and I'll just move.
He moves out of the way and I get nailed in the face. I'm like, ow, forehead. Oh, ow. That hurt. That's going to leave a mark.
It's funny as hell because I do. I'll see the bugs coming and I'll just move my head and she'll get slapped in the forehead and I'm up there giggling.
And I'm like, jerk. And he's like, I saw it coming. Every time you're a hater.
Why am I a hater? It's the bugs that hit you.
It's because you moved.
You know what would be funny is if you get hit in the forehead by a locust.
Oh, that's next year.
Yeah.
Next year's locust year. Uh-oh. Watch out.
Splat. You have green goo on there. Ugh. Because you're only used to white goo, so getting green goo.
God, I'm alien. Being alien invasion.
No, that means, you know, you just sucked off a freaking sick pecker.
Ew, gross. Stop. Ew. You're nasty.
It happens.
Uh-uh.
A sickly dick. Spewing out green shit.
God, what is wrong with you? Shut
up. So you women out there, if you're ever sucking off a sickly dick, you know what comes out of it.
It's green.
The green slime. Remember that slime?
You're so gross. I just threw up in my mouth like a lot.
It happens.
That's nasty. Ew. That's all I got for the news.
Oh my goodness gracious. That's
so
it.
Yeah, have you ever felt like you're constantly explaining yourself for things that are honestly none of anyone's business?
Ladies and gentlemen,
you must tune your bass, tune your bass.
The long-term benefits of bass have been proved by scientists.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
See, Rebecca knows what I'm talking about right there. She said, ew. Yeah, she's been through that before.
Ew, gross. I doubt it.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Ew.
You know,
do you need
rage,
me to slap him or something, Rebecca? Because, I mean, I will.
Road rage says he took a June bug to the throat. Ooh, ow.
Ow, that, oh.
That's talking about swallowing a bug.
No, I probably nailed him in the throat. I don't think he swallowed it.
You never know with road rage.
And while it is road rage, you know, he's a little special. That's why we like him.
Rebecca, no, I'm with a woman. Can I join in? I just want to know, can I join in? You know, if you're with a woman, I'd like to be with a woman too. And I'll have two women.
I'm thinking she's going to tell you no.
Man, do I have the wrong date? Yes, I do. In the video description, 10/13. Dude, I got to stop getting fucked up. I got to fix that afterwards. Leave it to Dipper to know.
Oh my God, you do. You got Friday the 13th date on there. You dumbass.
I'm a dumb fuck.
Thanks, Dibber, for noticing that he's stupid.
And now I got to fix that. That's a bitch, man.
Dumbass.
Why you got to hate, man? You're always hating.
I didn't even notice that.
and you're supposed to be helping.
And
here.
It's on my channel live right now, and yeah, it's going to have the wrong date.
I can change it on my end, but
I can't change it on mine.
Yeah. You know what's funny about her? She forgot her password, didn't you?
For my what?
For your YouTube channel.
No, I have it on my phone. I just can't edit it on the computer. Okay. Because I don't remember it.
Okay, I just fixed it. Okay, now that I feel like a dork.
Oh my God.
I gotta feel like a
moron.
Dork, man. It happens. You know,
how'd you fix it? It still says the 13th on here.
It's not gonna do it on the software. So anyway, go ahead with you.
I didn't know a lesbian wanted a man.
I don't know, man. You know what? You don't even have to buy a dildo. I got one between my legs. It's all mash rail.
Stupid.
It's all natural. Hey, lesbians need freaking loving.
Yeah, they do from other lesbians.
Yeah, but they
you're not a lesbian.
I save them the cost of buying a
at you.
I save the cost of buying a dildo. Just saying.
Steve says you just want two midget chicks at the same time. She goes, oh my fucking God, I'm dead. You got her cracking up. I mean,
come on, you have to admit,
I'd hang out with Rebecca any day of the week, but you know, well, I'd probably get away with it. You can't.
Well, that's because you munch on poontang, man. You love, you know, munching on the poontang. They love you. She does it better than I can. I'm telling you, Rebecca, try it once. Oh my God, you'll love it. She loves the poontang. Anyway, you have to admit gays like hanging around with me. They did at your reunion. They all freaking came to me. I'm pretty cool.
Jason says you're willing to identify as a woman to have a lesbian home.
And Dibber, he's a full-blown lesbian. I don't tell people that often, but that's not his.
I thought I'd let all lesbians know I'm available. All right, Dibber.
You know what? I just had a freaking vision come to my mind. Rebecca, her girlfriend, and you doing the freaking Eiffel Tower.
Shut up. Dude, you don't even know what the Eiffel Tower is.
I don't, but hey, it sounded good.
It sounded fine.
Yes. China Doll's available for, you know, as long as I'm allowed to view. I'll just sit there with some popcorn, man.
Rebecca's laughing so hard, her side hurts.
I'm serious. I'll bring the popcorn, and when I'm done with the popcorn, I'll give you some butter. Just to throw something in there.
No thanks. We will Spider-Man it back at you. Keep it.
She'll get you to squirt there, Rebecca.
Stop. Fucking all our guys are coming out as lesbians now.
There you go. See,
look at all the lesbians in our show. In our show.
What else we got? Let's go.
Rebecca says, "Aren't most men lesbians?"
Dude, women can munch on cooters. God, they do it. They go. La-la-la-la-la. They're all in that stuff, man. Their nose, their mouths, their tongues. It's like, dude, ease up on that thing. You're going to make it raw. Seriously.
It's not our fault you men can't do it right.
We admit it.
Y'all can't.
We admit it. That's why.
Y'all need to figure out where the clit is, because you guys never hit that.
All I know.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all are dumb.
Every man would love to sit there and watch a woman. Women are sensual beings. That's why I said all women are gay. Every one of them. And you even said so.
Yeah, I said they were. they won't admit to it, though.
Hell no, they won't. But they're up in there freaking playing with that cooter pocket and stuff like that. You're goddamn right. They're gay as freaking gay can be. They're all happy having a gay old time.
So answer my question. Have you ever felt like constantly explaining yourself for things that are honestly none of anyone's business?
Well, you know, that's, I don't do that. You know that for a fact. I ain't going to sit there and explain shit to you.
Like your life priorities. Things that matter most to you are your business and yours alone. Whether you prioritize your career, family, health, or hobbies, these are deeply personal choices. You shouldn't have to defend your choices.
Why don't you and Rebecca, like,
oh my God, stop. Leave Rebecca alone.
I think you and her should have some naughty video chats.
Stop. Leave her alone.
I'm not bugging her. I'm just saying you and Rebecca be a good hit.
Which part of she has a woman do you not get?
Well, maybe her woman want another woman too.
Oh my God, stop.
So you guys can rub on each other's, you know, cooter pockets.
Are you done yet?
See, I'm making China Doll very uncomfortable right now, ain't I?
No.
I can tell by you. Nope. Tell him to get...
Nope. Tell him to get out of my business. China's more bothered than I am.
She would, man. She'd make you freaking... Boom! She'd make you squirt all over the place.
She says she ain't sharing her woman. No dice.
Sharing man. And sharing it to a man, but she'll share with you.
Oh my God, stop.
She just did. She just said that. Ain't sharing a man.
She said she ain't sharing man. Oh. Not a man. She said... Ain't sharing man, no dice, meaning she's not sharing her woman.
Oh.
So stop and leave her alone now.
That's fucking stingy. That ain't nice. Caring is sharing.
Sharing is caring?
Yes.
That just means that she's monogamous with her significant other.
Well, that's boring.
Well, some people are monogamous.
That's boring.
Well, to each their own. Sharing isn't always caring.
I'm disappointed.
Aw, poor Hollywood.
You know what? I wonder if Canadians are.
What?
I bet there's more lesbos up in Canada than there is here in the United States because they're hotter in Canada.
They speak French and have armpit hair, so how's that hot?
That's in Quebec or Toronto, whatever it is. So I don't know. Canadian women are hot, man. Just like Australians.
I know a few Canadian women and...
Well, not them. They're like...
You're going to say
that. But the Canadian women I've seen, man, they're hot. I don't know too much about England. I would have to ask Diver about that. But they did have a good name that came out of England for a woman.
What?
A wench.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, wench! I love it. It's funny as hell. But no, I wouldn't give no explanation to nobody about why I'm an asshole.
You just are.
Lesbian women were staring at me and my wife was getting pissed. I don't know why.
I don't understand.
Go ahead with the topic, man. You're sitting here stuttering.
I'm not stuttering. You're over keep here, interrupting.
You're over here freaking thinking about Rebecca's scooter pocket.
No, I'm not. No.
Rebecca's like, yeah, we shave up here.
Oh, ooh, she's from Canada?
You got her pissed.
She's from Canada?
Yes.
Okay. My bad.
You got to remember, Canada with that French shit's all the way up north, man.
Like, how far up north?
You're Toronto or whatever the hell it is.
How's Toronto that far?
I don't know, but they got a good hockey team.
They do.
I love hockey.
All right, well then.
Do you think Canada or Russia has the best hockey players?
Canada.
I think Canada, too.
Canada. It is. I want to go see a hockey game. Can we go?
Wench was originally an old English name for a prostitute.
I think Dibber says the word probably way better than you.
He probably does because he has that English accent.
Which is hot.
That no wonder you like Tom, but Tom Ellis is Welsh.
That's okay. His accent's hot too.
I guess so. We're going to be going overboard over time here today since we don't got a members only. And usually I end now, but we're going to keep on going since China Dolls has to get into the subject.
What about it? I'm in this. You in this? You paying attention? No.
Not really.
Should you ever have to explain your dietary choices to anyone? Like if you're a vegetarian or a vegan or...
No, the problem is them kind of people, they make sure you know it. It's like, dude...
Only when you go like to eat... I mean, if they're vegetarian or vegan, you don't offer them a damn burger.
You know what? You can never, ever trust the vegan. If they don't eat cow, there's something wrong with them. Who don't want a good old steak?
Our son was.
And he turned his.
He turned around. He's eating meat again.
He's like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm eating a cow.
He was doing it because he thought maybe being a vegan, vegetarian, whatever, that it was going to help him lose weight. And no, it didn't work. He needed to just count his calories.
If you can't eat meat, something's wrong with you. Maybe you're a lesbian if you're not eating that meat. Just saying.
Rude.
But do you notice? I got friends from high school that put that shit on Facebook all the time. It's like, really? I don't care if you're eating freaking non-meat. I don't care.
You know what drives me nuts on Facebook? You know what drives me nuts on Facebook? When people take pictures of their dinner.
I thought she was going to say dick.
Dick pics. Random dick pics on Facebook.
I wonder if lesbians get poontake pics.
I'm sure they do. Why not? Men can share dick pics. Women can share poontang pics. Cooter pocket photos.
I don't know. As a lesbian, you know, you're talking about clits and stuff.
Dude, I already said flat out that if anything happens between us, I'm going full-blown lesbian. So,
but I have.
And then you can just say you turned two women gay.
Oh, I did. That was bad.
Because you turned an ex-girlfriend gay. So.
Ex-girlfriend, you know, she was, you know, a virgin and stuff. So Hollywood pops the cherry. Next thing you know, she's a freaking lesbo. I'm like, damn, did I fuck that one up?
You obviously did.
But
not.
Anyway, going back to the lesbian talk. You know, I was on Pornhub doing my research.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I seen a clit that looked like a dick. I was like, what the hell happened here? I didn't know women had that big of clits.
Some do. I mean, technically, on the inside, it's rather large.
It's like, what the hell happened here?
It's not. Some people have bigger ones than others.
It's like, dude, you're giving a blowjob to a lesbian. I don't know, man. I'm in one of them.
Well, dick sizes vary and clit sizes vary.
That'd be pretty bad if you got a click size that's bigger than a pecker. Dude, well, I feel for the guy.
There's some guys out there that have some pretty tiny peckers. So,
oh my goodness. It's like, dude, didn't you grow out of diapers yet? You're 30 years old.
Are you peeking over the stall in the men's bathroom? What
I'm
are you
just
doing?
Saying? It's like, wow. Damn. Oh my God.
Society is quick to comment on how we look. But whether you prefer to dress up or dress down, wear lots of makeup or none at all, it's your choice. You don't.
That's what you remind me of now.
Anyone an explanation?
No. That's what you remind me of now.
What?
With that wig.
What?
You're like one of them old freaking dagos, man. That from the
look. Did you see? I put a big ponytail scrunchie up here too.
Dude, you got to do a beehive and put on all the blue eyeshadow.
The blue eyeshadow. Look like an Italian lady. I'm not Italian, dude. That's you.
You were injected.
Twice.
No, you're injected on a daily basis.
Twice that we only have verifiable proof of. Nobody can verify the rest.
No, they can't.
No. So do you need to explain why you're dressed up or have the messy bun or
well, yeah, because you know what? You guys false advertise.
I personally think women that have no makeup on and the messy bun look very attractive.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are false advertisers, man. When we first get together, you're freaking all hot and all that stuff. Next thing you know, you're wearing the sweatpants and the ponytail, and I want to punch you in the mouth.
Like right now, I'm sitting here in leggings and slippers. And underneath this, my hair looks like shit.
It's like, come on, man. This sucks.
That's the reason why I come in here during the show wearing baseball hats. Don't have to do my hair for the show.
No, Rebecca, you're laughing because you know it's true what I'm saying, okay? I got you lesbians figured out. That's the problem. You know, men, you know what? They don't know how to figure out a lesbo. Not me. I love them.
Steven Dibber, he prefers the no makeup.
That's because he's hitting on you right now.
I got makeup on, though. It ain't working. Should I put this up in a messy bun?
Actually, that looked kind of cool.
I'm not going to sit here and adjust a wig.
Yes, we're off the rails on the Morning Madhouse today. It's a Monday. You can tell we're off the rails.
Are you ready?
It's the first thing I switch off.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
The top.
Ready to rumble.
WMMR-DB Rocker.
Okay, let's see here. We're continuing our discussion with Rebecca. If you don't know, Rebecca is on the Cooter Pocket side. Yes, it's true, but I don't get you men. We don't generally want ducks.
Dicks. She corrected that.
Oh. Bi maybe, but not straight. Less so I never get the attraction. Huh?
Because dicks are ugly.
Well, yeah. And Cooter Pockets are nice looking, especially tight ones like the Harley one you got.
My God, stop.
I bet Rebecca likes some Cooter Pocket picks. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, oh, yeah. Get that magic wand up.
My God, shut up.
Would you stop saying shut up?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just trying
to leave Rebecca alone.
I'm not picking on her. I'm with her. I'm in her freaking corner. I'm right on her team. Team Rebecca. I'm trying to hook her up.
She's got a lady.
So
leave her alone. God, you're gonna get her significant other pissed off.
You know,
because
what?
If a lesbian's staring at Rebecca in public and her girl is getting mad. You're going to really get her mad.
Oh, my goodness.
She's going to jump on Rebecca's thing and start messaging
See,
you.
See, she's backing me up here. I'm being a normal guy.
Typical.
Yes. I don't owe you any explanation. Hey, Steve, man, you better, every time my old lady blows me, I wonder how she does she put that ugly thing in her mouth. You better shut up. She won't do it anymore. You done kill your own shit.
You're going to screw it up for yourself. That's why we close our eyes, dude, so we don't have to look at it.
You better look at it. You might have some green stuff come out of there.
No, we check before we touch. If it don't look right in color, we ain't going there. Be like, honey, you look broken. It's not happening.
Mary Ann, shut up, stupid. I wonder if that's Rebecca's girlfriend and she's pissed at me. I can piss a woman off in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you can. You can make them gay too.
Yes, I can.
So, you know, claim to fame for you, Hollywood.
Yes, Rebecca, if you have a girlfriend out there that you would really like, just give them the Hollywood. Next thing you know, she'll be in your arms.
So,
okay,
anyway.
You know, that's a good question. Why are men attracted to lesbians when we want girls, not guys? Can anyone answer that? A man in the chat. That
well, means not you. Dibber, answer that one.
It's because we love watching you munch on each other, okay? It's like popcorn. It's like Christmas. That's why.
Leave Marianne alone. She says she's straight as an arrow.
You're, I don't know.
Let nap. Don't.
What's next?
Don't, because I don't think you want Marianne mad at you. She'll beat you up.
I might like it. Not as much as those guys that get in them rubber suits and stuff. I wouldn't like it.
No, that'd be weird.
That would suck.
Step on your balls with some stiletto heels.
Yeah, right.
Weird. So what about your career choices?
Row Rage, stop sucking up.
Do you need
because the female body is beautiful, so the more the better. You just want to be a freak, man. No, you don't have to be so easy, okay? I want to be a freak. That's why I like it.
So your career choices, you do not need to explain your career choices to anyone. Some people didn't get it. Like, they'll say, why didn't you get a real job? But here's the thing, what you're doing is a real job. It's
you know
your
what?
Job, and it's what you like to
that
do.
That actually scares me, Dib. He's laughing. James in a gimpo suit. He actually knows what it is. Dib.
What are you doing over there?
I heard torture came from England, but that's a little
I mean, whether you choose to be a doctor, a teacher, an artist, or even a circus performer, it's your journey and you shouldn't have to explain your journey to someone else.
Those circus performers, them broads, oh my God, can they bend and flex? Really?
Is that where that was going to go?
They can bend and flex. I'm sorry.
I mean, hell, when I was a kid, I wanted to be in the circus. I wanted to be a lion tamer. And I also wanted to be hanging from the trapeze and swinging from the trapeze and stuff.
Dude, that would suck, man. You go squash.
There's nets, dummies.
A lot of them don't use nets. They're stupid.
That's because they're very good at what they do, maybe?
Yeah, until they hit the damn ground and splat. Yes.
Weirdo. God, don't ruin my fun.
You're never trying to explain that away. A guy was arrested over here for terrorizing a local vision at night. That's how I know. Sure.
It was actually Dibber.
Were you walking around in one of them rubber suits? At least you don't have to worry about getting somebody pregnant. You're all in a rubber suit.
Ball gag.
Yeah. Ball gag.
He's explaining it away.
Oh, man.
Shouldn't have to. Do you need to explain your financial
situation? When you go on Black Dragons Live, if you would, could you please ask him if he wears a full rubber suit and has a ball gag in with Tia? Can you please ask him that?
Oh, my God.
I dare you.
Oh!
I dare you. And you just have to.
Even if you got to throw in there, Hollywood wants to know.
Yeah, just put Hollywood asked on his show if you wore a rubber suit and a ball gag for Tia. Because he's the kind of guy who would.
And he shouldn't have to explain it.
And he shouldn't have to explain himself.
But we just want to know yes or no.
Yes. So please, Madhouse crew, ask him. Do it for me. Do it for the knowledge.
He's going to say no.
And then you know he's lying if he laughs. If he laughs, he's lying.
Oh, is that how it works?
That's how it works.
If he laughs, he's lying.
So I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Somebody's going to ask. And let us know in the morning.
And that is a good question, Steve. Is BD's running suit white so you can see him at night? Yeah. It's hard to see him at night, especially when he does his walk-in videos. It's like, dude, I can't see you.
You can see his hair.
No, I can I can see his teeth. That's about it.
And his facial hair. It's white. Mm-hmm. All you see is a white beard and teeth.
Ouch, China Doll. You're judgmental.
You started it. I just fed into it, asshole. Money can be a touchy subject. Whether you're rolling in dough or scraping pennies together, it's your business. It's no one else's.
Duh. You're never supposed to talk about money. That's why I hate when somebody comes up, how much you making at work? That's none of your fucking business, Jack. That's some rude ass shit. That's ruder than me asking about Black Dragon. Wear a rubber suit. You know he does.
People ask that all the time, though.
What?
Well, what do you make here?
They do?
None your business.
Yeah, it's none of your business, even though I should go to work at McDonald's because they pay more.
Or Walmart. I could be a door. I could be a door greeter.
Do you know their new adages at McDonald's? You can get paid daily.
Yeah. No.
They got a card out there that all employers can do that now. Even at my company, I had to get paid daily.
Why would you want to? How the hell would you work your bills that way? That's ridiculous.
It is.
That's stupid.
But they make the money off the people who are ignorant because they charge a fee.
Oh, of course. They're going to have a higher fee for the money getting paid daily than they would weekly or biweekly.
Yeah. And it is a taboo, Steve. It's a big taboo. You're not supposed to do that, just like religion and politics in a bar, but everybody does it now.
Yeah.
No and then kidding. They wonder why they get the shit slapped out of them.
In that said bar.
I feel, where the hell did Rebecca go, man? I'm not done making fun of you.
She pissed her off.
I love Rebecca. She's with us every morning. I make fun of everybody.
How about your living situation? We all have different living situations, and there's no one size fits all. Whether you live with your folks, unless a bunch of roommates.
Unless you're BD in a rubber suit. I wonder if it does, if it's extra large or quadruple large. I don't know. Do they leave like a hole for the pecker in one of them rubber shirts?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
I don't know. Dibber has.
Dibber. Do they got a, do they got a hole for the wiener? I've never
seen
one.
Dude, what are you, like 90? You still use wiener.
Wiener.
An Oscar Mayer wiener. Unbelievable. The Madhouse crew is used to a little ribbon. You should be in China Dow's shoes.
No, you don't want to be.
It happens with China Dow. We're running a little over today because of what was
it? No members only till Wednesday.
Yeah. I don't get offended easily. There's only one off the table subject with me, and that's my children. Oh, nobody makes fun of kids.
Oh, hell no. We won't allow it.
I don't go there. I won't allow that shit.
Nope.
I know a gimp in Pulp Fiction had a zipper for the mouth. I wonder if that happens with BD. I'm really wondering if my Madhouse crew is going to go over there and talk to BD about this.
I don't even know what time he goes on.
Is he live right now so I can go ask? I'll go ask. I don't care. He's probably talking about some MC protocol shit or something.
Or talking about his book.
Oh, yes. Buy the book.
Let's see. I'll go check. If
you go
live.
Check. See if BD's on right now. And then I'm going.
He is not.
He's not on. Well, that sucks.
He doesn't even have anything posted yet.
I put up a link to the story. Ask the guy in Somerset that got busted. And when I live alone. Oh, Dipper's over here. I didn't see nothing, man. What are you talking about? Last time he was asked what size tits he got all buttered. He's going to know I send people over there.
He's not doing anything. He's got nothing posted.
Oh, he will. He will later on. He's going to be talking about how your brother's mother, sister, cousin shouldn't have joined a motorcycle club.
Oh, I'm sure.
That, you know.
It's going to be something like that.
It's like, damn, man. How much can you talk about MCs, BD? Come on here. You know what would be funny? Oh, I want to see him do the chuckle dance, you know, from the Goonies.
Chunk?
Yeah, Chunk. The Chunk dance. Get up there, wave his
the belly. Truffle shuffle?
The truffle shuffle. Yeah, I want to see him do the truffle shuffle. I think it'd be funny as hell.
Do it. Go ask him to do it.
I heard
he probably wouldn't even know what it is. He's probably never seen Goonies. I don't watch those kind of movies.
Why don't you do it? I want to see you do it now.
I don't have a belly.
I don't care. Do it. Stand up and do the truffle shuffle.
I can't. I don't have a stomach.
You don't have to.
Yes, you do. You got to have a big belly to do that. I don't have one.
Come on. I want to see you wave your ass around.
No. Why?
Come on. Take off the headphones.
You can't see my butt through this camera. It's too high up. I'd have to stand on the chair and almost step on the dogs.
Well, that'd be funny if you fall. Come on, right on air.
No, it wouldn't. It would be awful.
Come on, everybody wants to see you dance like you used to.
I can't.
Oh, now you're self-conscious.
I can't.
You used to dance in your underwear.
I used to dance in thongs, but that was on Discord. This is YouTube.
So?
It's different. Stand on the table. I can't stand on the desk. There's too much stuff.
There it is. They want to see it.
Oh, it's so just Steve.
Our guys want to see you dance. Come on.
Shake that thong. Mary, no China.
Pure pressure. I love it.
No.
Come on, show your little boobies.
I don't have any.
Yeah, that's why you said
they're right there.
Oh, okay. Dance. Come on. Let's see. Come on. Do your truffle shuffle with your titties.
I can't do the truffle shuffle.
Your titties.
I don't have any titties to do it.
Oh, my God.
No.
You suck.
Why don't you do it?
Chicken
shit. You do the truffle shuffle.
They don't want to see my ugly ass. They want to see you. They're all getting their peckers ready right now.
Get up and do the truffle shuffle there, old man.
I'm telling you, man. They got their hands, you know, their hands on their peckers right now, waiting for China down to dance. So they squeeze
he says
one
the
off.
China, the get some stripper music going for Chinatown.
What else we got?
Look at Marianne said, stop harassing me.
Rebecca, you want to do the shuffle? I want to see it. Oh, all the madhouse crew women have to go on TikTok and dance around for Hollywood. Tag me at Insane Throttle.
I tag you and stuff all the time, dummy. Personal beliefs. A territory that
my personal beliefs is I want to see you shake your ass on TV and you won't do it.
I shook my ass in a TikTok video yesterday. Go watch it.
I wanted to see it live, and I know they do too.
No.
Come on, do a striptease.
No, it's not happening.
Chicken shit.
This is striptease.
You want fans, you have to earn them. BD dances the chocolate shake. Madhouse has went off the rails this
morning.
So
are we talking about that BD, his milkshake brings all the boys to the yard? It's a song.
See you later, Dwayne. You're missing out, buddy. Okay, what the hell are you talking about here? Come on.
I already said, but you're ignoring anything that has to do with the topic, so I don't even know why I'm bothering.
I'm trying to listen.
No, you're not. I said your personal beliefs, whether your beliefs are religion, spiritual, philosophical, or none of the above, they're yours.
I personally believe there should be a lesbian couple around Hollywood at all times.
My God.
That's my personal beliefs, and you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't judge because I like the muff. I like that shave, though. The 1980s and 90s, that was a bad time for men.
You think it's any better for women when y'all don't shave?
That ain't
women do not want to floss, okay? We do not want to be coming up going, no.
Well, that's your problem. You're there to do that. But men, that's rude.
It's rude when y'all got it.
You know, you bushes, man. You know, some of you women with the bushes like going through the Amazon jungle.
Ain't any better for you guys. Jeez.
We needed some Latinas to come dance. Oh, my God. Would I love a Latina?
I wouldn't be here right now if he had one.
You're damn right. Mm-hmm. The Muff Wars of the 1980s. And Deborah believes, I believe I'm a full-blown lesbian. I don't mind women knowing that, and I'll share it if they ask. What?
This is why I love Dibber. More than you sometimes.
It happens. It happens.
He doesn't pick on me.
Freaking the bajayjay jungle, like Glyden just said. I wonder if lesbians like bush, you know, like an Amazon forest. I wonder.
Ask Rebecca.
I'm asking you too. You like munching.
I do not. It needs to be clean shaven. Bald as a baby's butt.
How disgusting you just said that.
Ew, shut up, you nasty. Thanks for farting.
That's what happened.
And then
you know
what?
That would be a fun deal. She just put welcome to the jungle as you're going down. Welcome to the jungle.
Playing the song.
Yeah.
Gross. if I seen that, no. You plus you know if you do the finger test.
Yeah, you got to do the finger test with a woman.
Dude, nowadays you got to do it with a man.
And it asks, how did you go down on a chick back in the 70s? I'm glad I was born in 81. Dude, women had bush all the way until the 90s, man.
Yeah, I didn't cleanly shave until I was pregnant with our daughter, and that was in 92.
It wasn't in 92.
No, she was 97, so 97. 96.
You women were disgusting beings. You know what? God made a perfect woman and then gave her bush. What the hell was he thinking? I'm telling you.
I mean,
what was he thinking?
I think I'm going to let my armpit hair grow in and go have it waxed.
Dude, I'll punch you in the face.
I want to get it waxed.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's the show for today. Hopefully you enjoyed that one. And please make sure you ask BD that question if he wears a rubber suit with a ball gag. I'd appreciate that. We'll catch you guys tomorrow.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse.